No Other Name by John Lincoln Brand.
Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:12. Thus does Peter conclude his splendid tribute to Christ in speaking to the people as they marveled concerning the lame man which Jesus had healed at the gates of the temple. It must have given the Sanhedrin much food for thought when they found that they could not put down this new religion by commanding the apostles not to preach in his name. This great truth was proclaimed by an eyewitness. Peter knew Jesus and had witnessed the manifestations of his power. He knew whereof he spoke. It was knowledge from the first source. He was a companion of Jesus. He had been with him in his travels as a personal friend. He had listened to his teachings as a disciple. He had communion with him by prayer, praise, and conversation. Others took knowledge that he had been with Jesus. He had not followed cunningly devised fables. He spoke as he was moved by the Holy Spirit. What he said must be received with all confidence and claim our utmost attention. It is reasonable to ask, what kind of salvation? Salvation was a familiar word to the people of Israel. It generally meant the deliverance of Israel from enemies and generally referred to a national salvation. But the term used in the text refers to the saving of men from moral ruin, from sin, from the fears of death, from the machinations of Satan, and from the terrors of judgment. It includes the readjustment of man's relations to God and the restoration of man to his rightful position in the divine economy, so that his will shall be in harmony with the will of God, and his conscience awakened to every call to duty, and his heart receive and love Jesus as the Savior of men. The thought of being saved suggests a most perilous situation. When the word is used in our language, we think of the fireman making a desperate attempt to rescue some human being from the devouring flames, or of the mariner battling with the waves to rescue some poor soul from drowning, or of the doctor at the bedside of the waning patient, making a brave fight to save the life of the sufferer. And with great joy do we hear the glad tiding when the crisis is past. The text declares that salvation is in the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ, and in none other name. A name stands for a person or thing. It is a revelation of what a person or thing is. There is much in a name. The destinies of nations have been decided by the significance of a name. Armies have been inspired by a name. If the name stands for a person, it includes whatever rights, privileges, traits of character, and achievements belong to that person. When we hear the name Moses, we think of the lawgiver of Israel. Of David, we think of the king and psalmist of Israel. Of Paul, we think of the great apostle to the Gentiles. Of Luther, we think of the great reformer. Of Wesley, we think of the founder of Methodism. Of Gladstone, the great statesman of England. And when we hear the name of Jesus Christ, we think of salvation, and salvation only in his name. We have no access to God by reason of our own names, but through the name of his well-beloved Son, he admits us to his throne of grace. The name Jesus is fraught with deep significance and pregnant with meaning. It is a transcendent name. God hath highly exalted him in giving him a name that is above every name. All intelligent creatures have names by which they are distinguished. Angels have their names, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel. The name of one may shine with greater grandeur and glory than others, but the name Jesus stands above every name. It towers above the names of men, spirits, and angels. No name on earth will lift and thrill, comfort and bless, like the name Jesus. It is the independently perfect name, the one transcendent name. There is no name like it in all the universe. It is the name that stands over every hierarchy in creation. It matters not what you call him, whether it be Son of God, Savior, Redeemer, Creator, King, Morning Star, Son of Righteousness, or my Lord and my God. It is a transcendent name that stands above all other names in the hearts of his people. It is a precious name. He is the chosen of God, elect and precious. The angels announced that he should be called Jesus because he should save the people from their sins. God gave him this name. The scriptures declare that unto all who believe, he is precious. His name is precious to us because it saves us from sin. He is precious in his character. He is human to sympathize and divine to help. He is precious as a teacher. His words have brought light to our darkened souls and hope to our despondent hearts. His blood is precious because it cleanses us from sin. He is precious in his promises. They have sustained us in the conflicts of life. I am with you, be not dismayed. I will guide you, even unto the end. It is a comforting name. He is called the God of all consolation. Simeon spoke of him as the consolation of Israel. Paul declares there is consolation in him through grace, and that our consolation abounds in him. Before leaving the world, Christ promised to send us the Comforter, and when the Comforter came, he gave us seasons of refreshments from the presence of the Lord. None other name amongst men is so full of comfort to the bereaved soul. Jesus stands by the bedside of the languishing, by the cradle that contains the suffering patient, by the devouring grave, and says, "Look to me, I am the God of all comfort." The world may offer its human sympathy, its money, its pleasures, and its honors, but the name Jesus brings comfort when all else has failed. It is a conquering name. We are told that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. It lives in our songs of salvation. It lives in our magnificent architecture. It lives in the histories of the world. It lives in the Church of Christ. It lives in the hearts of millions upon millions of his disciples. It lives as the mediator between God and man, as the hope of glory. It lives as the password into heaven. No wonder that Paul declared that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us, and that John declared that we overcome this world and gain the victory through our faith in him. Christ is able to save to the uttermost all who come unto God by him. Christ's commission is, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." It is called a great salvation. It is greater than commercial transactions, greater than healing or teaching. It is great because of its author, its effects and blessings. It expresses the soul's supreme desire, that of being saved. This salvation is exclusive in the name of Jesus. Substitution is impossible. Efforts have been made to substitute other names in agencies, and in this so-called substitution, we apprehend one of the chief dangers of our present time. These builders of the human temple would set at naught the chief cornerstone of our salvation. They would substitute moral principles and examples, science and philosophy, rationalistic criticism and socialistic theories, sophistical arguments, and pretending philanthropy. But all such influences and systems, no matter how plausible, are limited by the horizon of time and have no effects upon the hereafter. Soul salvation is found in only one name. Christ is the way, the life, and the truth. No man cometh unto the Father save by him. He is the one and only foundation. He is the only hope of glory. No other name, no other name, ringing down aisles of time. No other name, no other name, with such a melodious chime. Clearer in note, purer in tone, because it is ringing for all. Oh, sweet is the music, listen again. Can you hear it, the gospel call? No other name, no other name, all through the record of years. No other name, no other name, let it ring like a bell in your ears. Ringing for sorrow or ringing for joy, your choice the tone of the bell. Oh, make it a song of joy to your soul, and rest in the peace, all is well. No other name, no other name, you hear it wherever you go. No other name, no other name, His love hath made it so. That you might know life through eternity, He died on the cross, suffered shame. Oh, how can you tarry? He's calling for you. There's no other name, no other name. Nina V. Brandt.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.